Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today. Oh, my. This is so wonderful. We give you praise and thanksgiving for the wonders and the fine and wonderful things that are happening all over the world. A lot of bad stuff, but there's more good stuff than there is bad stuff. There's more God than there is devil. Hallelujah. More angels than there are demons. And we're more of everything in heaven than there is in hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we rejoice.
Hey.
And we're glad in it. And we live still in the greatest nation ever devised by man.
Woo.
Because God designed it.
Yes, He did. Yes, He did.
Yes. And as bad as it's ever been, it's the best thing there is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, very quickly, we began talking about this yesterday. Very quickly, now, I started something in that I think is very important to touch in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. You back up to the 12th chapter, the 24th verse. The Word of God grew and multiplied.
Yes, it does.
Now, I want you to notice. Now, class, the Bible doesn't just put things in random. The Bible is a book of order. And for a while, Barnabas was Paul's teacher because he had been in longer than he had. Mm-hmm. Now, so it lists him first. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas, Simeon, that was called... Now listen to me and look at me. In the Greek, Niger. Niger, one of this apostle's teachers was a black man. That needed to be said. Mm-hmm. Niger, he was black. His name was Simeon. And there was a black man carried the cross of Jesus. Glory to God. That is very important information, particularly in the United States. Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. He's down at the bottom of the list. They ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Now, in just a little while, it's going to refer to the apostles, Paul and Barnabas. Very important information. That the Spirit of God made me know that that needed to go out all over this network, all over the world. That one of the teachers, because they stayed there a long time. This didn't happen over just a couple of 3 weeks. Months and months and months, and then they would go back there.
It's home base.
It's home base. And they were taught. And this man, Barnabas and
Saul.
No. Barnabas and Simeon. Called Niger. He's a teacher. He taught.
Verse 1.
He taught in that church. He's right up there at the top of the leadership of that church.
Yeah. The Church of Antioch.
Yes, sir.
The Church of Antioch will outgrow the Church of Jerusalem in a short order of time.
And this man, is right in the middle of it.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate the Lord making that very, very plain. And now,
the tensions and the details of all of that. Later, you're going to find them called Paul. Well, right down here in verse 13, you got Paul.
That it is.
And verse 9 says, Saul, who they called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. The Lord changed his name.
Yes, he did.
He needed to change his assignment. And that gifting came on you. It's like when you were anointed to be the prophet, you changed. You may look the same in the mirror, but you changed.
I could tell. I still did a lot of teaching. And time to time, I still have to watch that because I love to teach. And that anointing comes strong, but I have to arrest that from time to time and yield to the ministry of the prophet because I get to the place I just want to teach all the time. But for a while, I tried to work back and forth. And the Lord said, don't try to make this happen, let it happen. Mm-hmm. He said, you just do what you do. I said, yeah, I can do that. And it began to grow. And the Lord said through Bud Hagin that night, this ministry will grow and grow and grow, though you start at the bottom of the ladder.
Yes.
I separate you by the direction of the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority invested in me as a prophet of God. I separate you under the call of God, and now the anointing of God's power and spirit comes upon you, and by faith we impart unto you by the direction of him who is head of the church, the power, the gifts, the endowment, the endowment the necessary to equip you to stand in that office. Though you start at the bottom of the ladder, as you climb upward, that ministry will grow and grow and grow, and men shall come to know, and many who sit in darkness shall rejoice because they shall see the light, and a blessing unto many shall you be. And in that day, many, many more shall rise up and call you blessed, and you shall have call for much rejoicing. I had no idea this would wind up being a network. Well, I was just blessed and honored to be called of God to be in that office. But it's the platform, mm-hmm. not that office. I rejoice for that office. And there are times that anointing is, I got in yes, poor things that are of the future and things that look very, very, very far away. If you only knew, to me they are very close, and I've already seen them in the Spirit, saith the Lord. And all of these things that seem to trouble you, and all these things that seem to trouble your nation, I already have the answer to those things. I am working in you and through you and because of you in order to reveal them to each one of my people so you can do your part in being a part of the answer to that to this nation and through this nation to the rest of the world, saith the Lord of grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That good at the end is to God. I knew all this. I saw all this. I saw it coming. I knew it was coming. And had more inquired of me, I could have helped you before. But thank God you know it now, and you know the source of the problem is not the people, but now you've found out that a big source of the problem is machines, voting machines. So fix it, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes.
Now you know what's doing it. Fix it.
Amen.
Praise God. Change the machinery.
Amen. I receive that.
Praise
God. We receive
that.
We receive
it. Yeah, we receive it.
When you get a word from the Lord like that, now you have to receive it. You have to honor that word.
Oh, glory. Let's get back on track.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This great apostle Paul is going to write to a church he established in Galatia, especially Galatians chapter 3, and inform them, you started out in faith just like Abraham. And Abraham believed and was counted righteous long before he was circumcised. And he's referring to Genesis 15, when we talked about. And he said, he calls them foolish. You foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you to think that you can now do this by your hand, mm-hmm. what you began in the Spirit? And I believe that's been the, if you want to, I'll use the word, the sin of the church is in many ways we've tried to do it that's by right. our hand
oh.
rather than.
Way far too much.
So I'll show you this. Genesis 15, we broke it all down last week. All of this great thing that happens. At the end of Genesis 15, he tells him of the land. The land is part of the covenant. You get right into Genesis 16, and what happens? Hagar.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to make this thing happen by the flesh. Galatians 4 will teach
that,
Paul.
Now, Brother Gray.
We're trying to help it.
Now, Brother Gray.
Yes, sir.
Sarah, gorgeous, beautiful
yes,
woman.
Most beautiful.
But, you know, she could never have children. Couldn't have children.
That's right. In the natural.
And God, you know, God is never wrong. He said we're going to have a child.
Yes, he did.
And I can't have children. It's impossible for me to have children. So I have a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Because this is what the Holy Spirit will do. Go ahead. What's your idea? Just like this body language right here. Go ahead.
You know, I have this little maid.
Mm.
She, you know, I mean, she's not as pretty as I am.
No, of course not.
Know, she's
no,
look,
of course
she'd
not.
Never be as pretty as I am.
Never.
No, but, you know, let's face it.
But not ugly.
No. And I'm not too sure you got anything left either.
Yeah, right.
God, hey, you understand you're nearly 100 years old?
He was 70, what was he, 75, 77 at that age, yeah. right in there?
But he'd already had the promise.
Yes, he did. Matter of fact, God even told him in 15, it's going to come out of your innermost being, your inner
that
being.
That can't happen.
It's going to come out of your spirit, is what he was saying.
That can't happen.
Out of your belly.
Because I'm barren. I've never had a child. I can't have any children. I don't know why God has given
and
me.
And so if I'm Abraham at that point right then, I should have said, no, the word of God said.
Yeah, but he
didn't.
The
Lord said, it's going to be you.
Now, can I be plain?
Yes, sir.
He said, okay. Let's give this a try.
Well, if you want me to, I guess
yeah,
I'll
if you want me to.
That wouldn't happen today.
Oh, brother, are you kidding?
They go right.
But that's the way the flesh gets in to try to make the word come to pass. Now, I know people, and since we've gone into this part of this, I know people that want to be a prophet so bad they start prophesying. And 99 times out of 100, that person will prophesy something bad. Your husband's going to die. You're going to get sick and die. I've been around a long time, and I've seen that happen over and over and over again. The wannabe prophets want to prophesy doom and gloom, and it's going to come. And sometimes it does. Because the devil will take advantage
of
that and blame it on God.
He'll run with that word. And then he'll deceive a whole lot of other people with it. So they go right to the flesh. And what the strife that happens is Hagar will exalt herself. Paul's going to point out that's the law. It will exalt itself. And that's what happens in the time of Jesus. They had made the law to a level that they're missing the Messiah.
Yes.
And so he's making this analogy because...
Actually, the law became God.
Oh, yeah.
They were worshiping the law
yeah.
and not God.
And they lowered the law's standards so that they could get close to meeting it apart from God. It's like secular people today. Jesus said, you've heard it said, but I say unto you. Yeah. Now, he's quoting what the Word actually says. See, they said, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. That's what the Scripture said. Well, now, how much work is in... Works is required to remember the Sabbath. But they made a whole series of laws. Well, you can do this, but you can't do that, but you can't do this to enforce that rule.
And he corrected them.
Many times.
And he said, man was not made for the Sabbath.
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath was made for man. The Sabbath was to so you could rest.
Right.
Not so you could work hard at making laws.
And the planet was included in it. There was a Sabbath rest for the planet as well, every seventh year. And so when you start seeing these things, you can see how you can twist, and that's that spirit, twisting what God said. Satan did it at the very beginning. Did God say, if you touch that, you'll die? Is that what he really said? And he gets her to, he's twisting what God said.
And God didn't say anything about touching.
No, he didn't. And maybe they added touch it to keep themselves from doing it. But in all of these things, you're seeing this. So they went to the flesh in 17, in 16. And then we get to chapter 17, and God comes back to Abraham and he goes, okay, all right, you want flesh? Let me show you something. We're going to now, I'm going to put your flesh in this. You're going to make a covenant with me in your flesh. And he institutes circumcision with Abraham right there, so that this covenant, now this is the first time mankind has bled, but it's an addition to that seed that's going to come. That seed is going to come, is going to come through that bloodline. The rabbis teach it this way, that it's a circular cut and that the seed passes through the bloodline, through the scar where the blood was shed. And so Isaac will become that. He'll become covenant seed. Ishmael was not born of circumcised Abraham. But Paul's going to, all of that to say this, Paul will argue in Galatians 3, all of that happened. Abraham was righteous back here in 15 when he believed by faith. God took him out of the realm of the natural, showed him the entire stars, said, can you recount these for me? Yeah. And took him outside of the natural. And so that all should have been a picture. He was believing by faith. He yielded to the flesh. 16, God said, okay, let's make a sign in your flesh so that you'll know it. And then we get over in Leviticus, and all of those verses say not to uncover your nakedness, and it's part of that symbol is supposed to be, that symbol of that circumcision is supposed to be a private thing, a hidden thing, not to be seen.
And the only as you and I were discussing before we came on the air today, I asked the Lord about that. Now, David and Jonathan entered into a blood covenant. Well, you could see that. They either cut here or here, and you could see it. And in many cases, it was a scar of pride, because whoa, he's in covenant with somebody. I better let him alone, because I don't know with whom he is in covenant, and it may be somebody that I don't want to deal with here.
That's right.
I said, Lord, why did you do that? Now, let's go over to the book of Galatians. Chapter 3. Thirteenth verse, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, or what the Spirit promised through faith. So the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham, it maketh rich, and there's no sorrow or toiling with it. I said, why did you do that? Through circumcision. He said, so it cannot be seen. And the only way anybody could tell that there is a covenant of blood between the two of us is the massive way that I blessed him.
That's right. Well, when he's quoting that in Galatians 3, there's two verses right there that take us right back. When he talks about foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith before the gospel, preach the gospel unto Abraham, all the nations will be blessed. So then we which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Well, when did that happen? Genesis 15.
That's right.
When it happened. And look, Paul's preaching Genesis 15 to the Galatians. And what Bible did he have? He had the Torah.
That's it.
So in Galatians 14, going to what you just said, what the Lord revealed to you, verse 14, Genesis 15, 14, telling about the seed, they shall be a nation whom they shall serve, will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance.
There it is.
There's the blessing.
God, we talked about this last week.
Yes, sir.
That's the reason when sin is full, then judgment has to come because of His desire for us to have great substance.
That's right.
God planned heaven for man. He didn't plan hell. He didn't plan all this other mess. He had plan B. But God is into substance. God is into people.
Yes.
He loves people. He's a people God. He loves people. And His word, His bond, is in promise of abundance, more than you can see any way to use. And if you invest in My kingdom with only 10%, I'll invest it back on you, and My angels will be in charge to see that you receive more than you can find any way to use.
Hundredfold.
Yeah.
He ends Galatians 3, and if you be Christ, and we are,
then are you Abraham's seed
and heirs. That's family. According to the promise.
To the
what promise? Promise to Adam. Promise to Noah. Yeah. Promise
all
to,
the way all down the way line. Down,
up to Jesus.
Yes.
And through Jesus. My God.
And then we got our name changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're named after our Father.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 3.
And we don't know what we shall become, but we know this, when we see Him, we'll be like Him. And then that's why we got a verse that talks about us as He is, so are we
in this world.
That's the way the spirit realm sees you. That's the way the spirit realm sees me. But we've not allowed ourselves to see ourselves that way, that I'm as righteous as Abraham was. And God adjusted this thing. Okay, we've got this flesh thing you did. I'm still going to bless that because of you. I got covenant with you. But then He goes ahead and He moves this thing on forward.
Praise God. And Isaiah prophesying of this.
God, I'm about to shout, Brother Copeland. What, 43?
Yes, sir. 43:25. I, even I am. Don't you love that?
I love that.
I, even I am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for Mine own sake, and will not remember your sins. Now, I like to put a therefore in there. Therefore, put Me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare Thou that you may be justified. Mm. For His sake, I said, Lord, no, that's for My sake. He said, no. You want to remember bad stuff about your children? I said, no. And He said, besides that, if I remember your sin, I can't bless you.
That's right.
And we're out of time.
Oh.
Come on, Jeremy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. You know, in many ways, you and I are living in unprecedented times. And when trials and temptations come, don't let them catch you off guard. Be prepared. Develop your faith in the Spirit of God on the inside of you to be strong enough to rise above and overcome it.
In the world, you will have tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Instead of ignoring the dangers of the world or worrying constantly about them, learn how to live in the overcoming power Jesus has given you. Get the Trusting God in Troubled Times package with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Don't Stress Out, Trust God, MP3, and the Rumors of War's mini book, In these end times, it's vital that believers transfer their trust in the world system to trust in God. Whether it's political upheaval, financial or health issues, or any other obstacle, learn to cast your care on Jesus, your caretaker. Know that victory is already yours according to the Word of God. Speak out the deliverance of the Lord by faith. Don't let the challenges of life hold you back. Live free from stress and overcome obstacles so you can fulfill all God has called you to.
Live free from the stress and cares of life. Request your free copy of Trusting God in Troubled Times package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go beyond the challenges of life to the opportunities in life that God lays out for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Trusting God in Troubled Times package. This is a product package that really every believer needs to get a hold of. In some ways, we're all living in the middle of troubled times around us. But the good news is the answers are in God's Word. And the body of Christ can live free from stress and the pressures of this life. In these resources, Brother Copeland explains how you have to choose to let God take care of your troubles. It's a decision you have to make to get you into a place of God's protection. So listen to this audio series while you're at home, while you're in the car, maybe while you're working out, whatever you're doing, get the Word of God into your heart. And when you fill your heart with the Word of God, when trouble comes, you're protected. Now, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are offering this package free. So request yours today at kcm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
This is the year of divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Branson Virtual Victory Campaign, April 8th through the 10th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year, is in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the Word of faith.
Watch live with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle right here on Victory. It all starts April 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central.
Take the Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.